Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we are thanking you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor. Thank you that you love us, oh God, with a pure heart. And you want us. Hallelujah.
God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We cry out today. We give ourselves to you. Our lives are in your hand. Our lives are in your hand. Oh, God, for we believe you're raising up some planet shakers.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to University of Biblical Studies. Boys to men and girls to ladies. I'm your co-host, Lily Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G, from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray Psalms 35 and 8 over the enemy's tactics, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And his plans, Lord God, they are null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against any distraction right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all of us being of the same mind in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for strength for your saints right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit over every household right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the hedge of protection around us and everyone connected to us, Lord God. And we believe it's effective immediately right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we continually bless and honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are the Most High God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And, Father, we pray for everyone on the radio, everyone who's coming on the radio. We just bless your name. We honor you tonight. You are the King of Glory. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for every family, fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. And we thank you, Lord God, as we study your word tonight. We thank you that your word is powerful. All scripture is inspired of you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And Lord, we thank you that every word, O God, from your word is pure word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are the shield to us, O God. And so tonight, as we move forth, lead us Guide us. Help us to keep our eyes stayed on you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen, amen. Well, good evening and welcome again to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We're so glad you joined us, and we are thankful to the Most High God for everything that he's doing. You know, God is doing great things in our lives. He knows what he's doing. Now, we can trust in the Father. We can trust in the Father. We don't have to lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways, we can depend and lean upon him. Because when we lean on our own understanding, we miss what the Father wants us to know. We miss, we do not understand the ways of the Lord. So we got to lean on to his understanding so we can get a better understanding, more knowledge, more understanding, more skill from the Father. He knows the way. We are not in just church people. We are part of a kingdom. A higher call is upon our lives. We are part of the kingdom of the Most High God. He's an amazing God, and he chose us to be a part of his kingdom. It's not a club. It's not a university, you know, that like the ordinary university, but it is the kingdom, a special place that we are a part of. He handpicked us, and guess what? He said, listen, suffer little children to come unto me. Don't stop the children. They are part of the kingdom as well. So I thank God that you are part of his kingdom. He knows the plans he has for all of us, and they are good, good plans. Thank God for his plans. Well, we're going to do biblical facts right now. So get your Bibles ready. We're going to be doing some biblical facts. Hallelujah. We thank God because, you know, he don't make any mistakes. He's very strategic. He had things planned out before you and I was thought of, and he has great plans for us. So biblical facts, get your Bibles ready. You know, before you come on, you got to get those Bibles out. Get those Bibles out. Get ready to get into the Word. So the first Bible fact is, from the books of poetry, this scripture says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Give us the book, the chapter, and the verse. But this is a book of poetry. And the scripture says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Where is that found? Where is that found?
This is Lily.
Okay.
Psalms 19:11.
Amen. Will you read it, Lily?
Yes, ma'am. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. All right. Next scripture. We're on biblical facts. It says, this is from the books of the law. And the scripture says, and these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. What book, chapter, and verse is that found in? From the books of the law. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. Where are they found? Where is that scripture found? Book, chapter, and verse. All lines are unmuted, so feel free to participate. Thank you.
This is Micah.
Yes, go ahead, Micah.
And these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart.
Where is that found?
Deuteronomy 6:6.
All right, good job. Thank you, Michael. All right, next one. Bible fact. This is in the book of poetry. And it says, whosoever keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shames his father. It's in the books of poetry. Whoever keep the law is a wise son or daughter, but he that is a companion of riotous people or men shall shames his father. Where is that found? Which book of the law? Poetry, I'm sorry. It's in the books of poetry. Whosoever keepeth the law is a wise son or daughter, but he that is a companion of riotous people shame their parents or their father, their mother. Where is that found? Thank God for the searches of the word. We got y'all searching the word. Search the scriptures. That's how we find out if we saved or not, by searching the word.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
It's Proverbs 13:20.
Read it. Let me hear.
Walk with the wise and become wiser, for a companion of fools suffers harm.
That's not the correct one. Look again. Whosoever keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shames his father. Now, I make mistakes. I could be wrong, but that's not the scripture I have for that one. It is in Proverbs, though. Whosoever keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shames his father. Where is that found? Keep searching. Anybody, somebody, come on, you guys, help each other out.
This is Isaac.
Okay. Where is it found, Isaac?
Proverbs 13:20.
Nope. Mm-mm. That one's not correct. Whoever keepeth the law is a wise son. Put in the words, Google the words that I'm saying. Whoever keepeth the law is a wise son. Come on, you guys, search it out.
This is Levi.
Okay.
Proverbs 28:7.
That's it.
Whoso
keepeth
it. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous shameth his father.
All right. Excellent. That was good. You guys hung in there and found it. All right. Now, I want you to answer these questions. This is some review. How many books are in the Old Testament? How many books are in the Old Testament? Who can tell me? This is review. How many books? You guys can't sit and count them. You got to know this. Don't be trying to count them up. How many?
This is Jackson.
All right, go ahead, Jackson.
39.
Good job, Jackson. 39 books in the Old Testament. Okay, next question. You already know it. How many books are there in the New Testament? New Testament.
This is Isaac. 27.
Good job, Isaac. All right, so who's going to tell me? How many in all? Let's see who can add quick. Come on. How many books in all? In the whole Bible.
Isaac.
27. Go ahead, Isaac.
66.
Yeah, good job. All right, 66. Good job. All right, so how many parts does the Bible have? How many parts are there in the Bible? Hello? Somebody, how many parts does the Bible have? 55, 9? How many?
There are 5.
Who is this?
This is Lily.
5 parts in the Bible?
I mean, 2 parts.
Oh, okay. I was going to tell you to name them to me. What are the 2 parts, Lily?
Old Testament and New Testament.
Good job. All right. Next question. How many major prophets are there? How many major prophets are there? Major prophets?
This is Micah.
And I want to know how many minor prophets. So go ahead, tell me. How many
major? This is Micah. There's 5 major prophets.
Okay. And name them. Name the major prophets,
okay.
And then let's go ahead.
Okay. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
Good job. Now, let somebody else tell me how many minor prophets are there and name those. Thank you, babe. Thank you. How many minor prophets and name them? You guys are doing a great job. This is review, remember. The minor prophets begin right after the major prophets, and how many are there? I'll make it multiple choice. 33, 12, 17. Which one?
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
There's 12 of them.
12. Name them.
Joel, Hosea, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
Boy, you are brilliant. Those were difficult to pronounce, but thank God you did a great job. All right, you guys, I thank God for, you guys are doing really, a really great job. I'm so proud of you all. Bible facts. Well, it's time for prayer. My daughter, Laurel, is on with us tonight from Jacksonville, Florida. You know she's a prayer warrior. She's a prayer warrior. Good evening, Laurel. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You ready to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Father, Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity, oh God. God, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to come before your throne of grace one more time, oh God. We just glorify you tonight, God. We honor you. We bless you tonight, oh God. Lord, we just thank you and honor you for another day, oh God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you tonight. We lift you up, God, for there is truly nobody like you. God, we love you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for keeping us from the danger seen, and you shielded us and you protected us from, God, the things that we didn't know, God, were coming our way, God. Thank you, oh God, for keeping us, oh God, and covering us even on the roads and the highways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just honor your name. We bless you, God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, oh God. And Father, now we come before you lifting up our youth, oh God, lifting up families tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, as we pray, God, we ask, God, that you speak a word tonight, God, that you give a word, God, to our youth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we pray tonight, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would declare a thing and it be established tonight, oh God. We pray for our youth, oh God. We cover them, God, with the precious blood of Jesus. God, we thank you for them, God. We thank you even for the ones that are on the call. God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in their life, oh God. We thank you for the new thing, oh God, that is rising up in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your hands being upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for keeping them in the palm of your hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that no demon, no devil, God, can pluck them out of your hands. God, we pray for our youth tonight in the name of Jesus. God, they need you, God, like they have never needed you before, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God. We call upon you for help, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, for our youth, for our children, for our young adults, God, we call upon you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking, God, that you be a very present help in the time of trouble. In the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you shield our children tonight, God, that you cover them tonight with your precious blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you guard their hearts, guard their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They're seeing so much, God, on social media. They're seeing so much, God, on the news. They're seeing so much in school. They're seeing so much at home, God. God, we ask that you shield them. We ask that you cover their eyes, cover their ears, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask that you cover them from every spirit that's not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every generational curse, oh God. God, right now, God, we ask you, oh God, to shield our children from every generational curse right now, God, in the name of Jesus, from every spirit, God, that will seek to steal, to kill, and to destroy our youth, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We declare and we decree life over our children. We declare and we decree purpose over our children tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, you said in your word that we can decree a thing and it will be established. So we declare and we declare over our youth, oh God, that they are the head and not the tail, God, that they are above only and not beneath, oh God. They are the lenders and not the borrowers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, for our young people, God, that they will go to school, that they will get their education, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. They will be everything that you have destined them to be. Some will be doctors, some will be lawyers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Some will, God, be evangelists, oh God. Whatever you have destined them to be, God, we declare it is so, in Jesus' name, God. God, we thank you, God. We come against every word curse, God. We come against everything spoken over them, God, in in the name of Jesus to hinder their progress, to hinder their purpose, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So, God, we declare life over our children. We declare life over our families, God. We declare life over our homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we declare life in the name of Jesus, God. We even cover the children, God, from the spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus, we bind every suicidal attempt now. In the name of Jesus, God, we snatch that individual, God, out of the hands of the enemy, and we declare that the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, that child, God, will not commit suicide. In the name of Jesus, that child will not overdose. In the name of Jesus, God, we snatch them out of the hands of the enemy, and we declare and decree that right now you are foiling, God. You are stopping the plans of the enemy, God, against our children, against our families now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We come against the murdering spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we come against the spirit of vandalism, God, that our youth will not be vandals, God. They will not be thugs, God. They will not be strung out on drugs, God. They will not be prostitutes and pimps, God. In the name of Jesus, strippers, God. God, we come against it now. In the name of Jesus, God, we declare, God, purpose over our children. In the name of Jesus, we declare, God, that our children will be better than we were, God. We speak, God, the spirit of obedience, God, in the name of Jesus, over our children now. In the name of Jesus, we speak wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that our children, God, will not make the same mistakes, God, that we made, God. We pray, God, even for a listening ear for our children, God, that they'll listen, God, to their parents, God, that they'll obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right, in the name of Jesus, so that their days will be long upon the earth, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray now, God, against premature death, against our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. You said to obey the parents, God, in the name of Jesus, so that the days will be long. So, God, we pray against children cutting off their days, God, because they don't want to obey their parents, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak a spirit of obedience right now, that our children would be obedient right now to the parents, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to the grandparents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to the godparents, God, in the as long as they're telling them right, in the name of Jesus, God, that our children, God, will be obedient, God, to what is being told to them, God, that is right. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, to train our children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God, even for the children on the call. We declare they are obedient, God. In the name of Jesus, they are obedient children, God. They do, God, submit to their parents, oh God. In the name, we come against children raising up against their parents, oh God. We come against the rebellious spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the talk back spirit, God, in the name, the backbiting spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you tonight that our children are obedient. We thank you, God, that they obey the laws of the land, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that they obey and are submissive to those that have rule over them, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, and we declare tonight an obedient spirit. An obedient spirit in school. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of acting out in school. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for an obedient spirit, God. God, we pray for the families, God, that you cover the families tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, that you mend broken homes, mend broken relationships, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you tonight, God. We bless you, God, for what you're doing. God, we honor you tonight, oh God. We glorify you. And God, we declare that this is so by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah and praise the Lord. Awesome prayer. Thank you so much, my precious daughter. I appreciate that powerful prayer. Oh, my God. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm blessed by your prayers, as always. Well, we have the Turner family on with us. They're going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. Good evening again, Turner family. How y'all doing?
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're doing great.
Amen. What are y'all going to sing?
In the name of Jesus.
All right, go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, anything you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, that's a powerful name. Yep, at any time we could call on the name of Jesus. And through Jesus, we have the victory. Thank you, Turner family. That was beautiful, 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 beautiful. I love to hear you all sing. Well, we're going to do Let's Get It Right, Let's Get It Right, Let's Get It Right. So this particular verse that I'm going to read has one error. So I'll give you a chance to find it. It's found in Deuteronomy 6 and 6. Deuteronomy 6 and 6. Deuteronomy 6, 6. And it says, and these books which I command you this day shall be in your heart. And these books which I command you this day shall be in your heart. State your name and tell me what's incorrect in that. What word is? Okay, go ahead, Lily.
It says in these words instead of days or books which
okay.
I command you today shall be in your heart.
All right. Thank you, Lily. Okay. Good job. All right. Next scripture, Ephesians 5:26. Go ahead and find it. It's in the New Testament. Got brilliant people on here every time we come on. I thank God for my cousin that's on with us and each one of you. I thank God for you all. Ephesians 6:26. It's one error in this one. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the calling of the water by the word. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the calling of the water by the word.
This is
Ephesians
Micah.
Ephesians 5:26. What's incorrect? Tell me the word that's incorrect, and then read it.
The correct word is washing of water.
All right. What was the incorrect word? It's okay. Is that Tyrese or Micah?
This is Micah.
Okay, go ahead, Micah. Read it.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Excellent job. Good job. All right, you're doing great. Okay, number three. It has two errors in it. So listen closely. Got to tell me what the two errors are. Seeing you have purified your hearts in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. All right. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your hearts in obeying the lies through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. All right, state your name and tell me the two eras, and then read it correctly.
Can you repeat it, please?
Sure. 1 Peter 1:22, seeing that you have purified your heart in obeying the lies through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently.
It's souls instead of heart, and it's truth instead of lies.
Okay, go ahead, read it. Thank you.
Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently.
Excellent. All right. Next scripture. This one has two eras in it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are they which are cursed for righteousness' sake, for their sake, for theirs is the kingdom of the devil. Matthew 5:10. Blessed are they which are cursed for righteousness' sake, for their sake, for theirs is the kingdom of the devil.
This is Kristen.
Okay.
The wrong words was cursed and kingdom of the devil.
Devil,
it says,
okay.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Excellent. Thank you, Kristen. Okay. Last one in this phase. Okay. 2 Corinthians 10:4. 2 Corinthians 10:4. We are sharpening our listening skills by listening for the era. All right. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our peace are not carnal, but weak through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our peace are not carnal, but weak through the through God to the pulling down of strongholds. My God, 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our peace are not carnal, but weak through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What's the two eras?
This is Sister Chris.
Okay.
The era peace and weak.
I'm sorry, you faded out for a minute. What did you say?
I said the errors were peace and weak.
Okay, read the scripture. Thank you.
It says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we're going to do a little bit of review tonight. Our theme for this month is, how shall the youth secure their hearts? How shall the youth secure their hearts? So how can all of us secure our hearts? Ecclesiastes 12:1-2. Would someone find that for me? State your name and then read it. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. How can we secure our hearts, particularly the youth? Ecclesiastes 12:1-2. Someone find it for me and read it. Ecclesiastes 12, 1 and 2.
This is Micah.
This is Ariel.
All right, go ahead. Both of you can read it.
Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and light, and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain.
Amen. You're an excellent reader. Thank you so much. What's your name again?
Ariel.
Ariel. Thank you, Ariel. All right. Ecclesiastes 1 and 2. So we got to remember God, you know, while we're young. Before, you know, all the sins get entangled, we get entangled in sin and bondage. While we're still young and pure at heart, you got to remember God. That's the best time, you know, because as you get older, sometimes things, you know, change, and sometimes you're not as enthusiastic, but hopefully you'll be enthusiastic all the days of your life. Now, how can we secure our hearts as young people? Salvation is the key to our hearts being secure. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. Would someone find that for me? Ephesians chapter 2, that's in the New Testament, verses 8 through 9. Ephesians, who could find it? Right after Galatians. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. Go ahead.
Not by works, so that no one can boast.
Okay. Can you go back up to verse 8, Isaac? You did good with verse 9. That's great.
For it is by grace you have been saved. Through faith, and this is not from yourself, of God.
Excellent. You're an excellent reader. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Yep, salvation is God's idea, and it's all His work. We don't have anything to do with it. He gives us all salvation. We cannot save ourselves, but we depend on God. Now, once we get saved, God changes us from the outside, from the inside out. There used to be a song, I looked at my hands, I looked at my feet, and they looked brand new. But that's just a song. It's not the truth. So God changes us from the outside in. Usually, we may begin to look younger. You know, the more you tell the truth, you begin to look younger. The more you begin to, you know, do what God say, obey God, you do get younger. So some things do change on the outside, but things will change mostly on the inside. And, you know, once you change from the old life, you know, it was things that we did that God didn't like, you know, being sneaky, you know, taking things we shouldn't take, doing things we shouldn't do. You know, even in school, they now say girls can take birth control and boys can get, you know, the rubbers, the prophylactic and drugs. We know our parents don't want us to have these things because we're not of this kingdom. We belong to the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, we are people that are truthful. We don't do drugs or alcohol. We follow what God wants us to follow. And he has a plan for all of our lives, and it includes truth. When we learn the truth and follow the truth, it will help us get set free from the old life. How shall the youth secure their hearts? Once you are saved, Father God changes us. He gives us a different way of looking at life. And in Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, I'm going to turn there. It talks about, what way God wants us to be. It says, look, I beg you, I beseech you, therefore, people of God, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, you know, our flesh don't want to do those things. Our flesh don't want to give up a TV program for an hour. We don't want to, you know, our flesh don't want to pray. Our flesh don't want to, acknowledge God or talk to him. Our flesh don't want to obey God. But once we get saved, the old things we used to do are not a part of our lives anymore. It's not a part of God's plan. And we begin to lose an appeal for them. We begin to say, I used to like to gamble and make a lot of money, but, you know, I don't even do that no more. I used to go down to the corner store and buy what you call those things? I forgot what they called now. People still buying lottery tickets, you know. They say, I don't do that no more. I don't have a desire to buy lottery tickets. You know, my father owns the cattle on more than 10,000 hills. So Romans 12, he said, look, I'm begging you by the mercies of God to present your body as a living sacrifice. How? Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now listen, once you do that, don't be conformed to the world's ways. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So in order for our minds to be renewed, we have to read the word, study the word, and obey the word. It's just not going to happen. It's not magical. I'll put it like that. It ain't going to happen. You know, like you can't just snap your finger and your children going to change, your father, your mother going to change, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your grandpa. It don't work like that. It's some work that got to be put forth. So that's what Romans is talking about. He said, listen, you know, the world, you know what they do? All those terrible things that they do? I don't want you doing those things. I want you to look at life differently. I want you to love to be holy, love to be sanctified, love to be purified. So we can't be like the world anymore. You know, the world go out, go to the nightclub, stay all night, leave there, go to the party, shoot up their veins, and, you know, the prostitutes stand on the corner. And in Proverbs, Solomon told his son, he said, listen, son, don't hang with those guys that, you know, want innocent blood. They kill old people. They murder their unborn babies. Don't be like them. No. I want you to be holy like God is holy. And so that's what it means when it says, you know, you're transforming your mind, but you can't transform it now. You got to surrender your ways to God. And once you surrender, he has something he can work with. You say, oh, yeah, I see, you know, the children, they're giving up this and giving up that, and they spending, you know, the time they would have spent playing with their friends, they calling on my name. They praying to me. They're saying, Father, my mama ain't saved. My daddy ain't saved. My grandparents ain't saved. They're praying for their family members to be saved. When I was, I probably told you this before, but when I was 16, I got saved. I've been going to church, you know, all my life from when I can remember going to church. But it wasn't until I was 16 that the Spirit of the Lord was upon me one night, and I went to church, and when the pastor said, who want to be saved, who want to give their lives, I went forward. and I gave my life to the Lord. And I said, Lord, you know, now you got to save my family. All my family members were not saved. So the Lord saved my family members. Now, listen, I had an older brother who was away in the service. I hadn't seen him since I was a little girl. And one day he came to visit, and I came to visit my dad. And he asked me, he said, what you doing tomorrow, sis? I said, well, I'm going to church. He said, I want to go too. So we all went to church together. And now I was 40-something when this happened, but I was 16 and beyond when I prayed that prayer. But God answered it when I was in my 40s. So transformation don't always take place right then. Prayers don't always get answered right then. You know, Abraham and Sarah, oh, my God, how many years did they wait? They waited for the promise, but God promised that he will hear the prayers of the righteous and he will answer. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone in Christ is a new creature, you know, it's like old things are gone, the new is here. You know, we're in a new year now. We're in the first month of the new year. And so we don't want to keep doing those old things. And sometimes it seems like it's so difficult to give up something that's, you know, something that you know you need to give it up, but you keep on saying, okay, Lord, I ain't ready yet. I enjoy this right here, Lord. Let me just do this for a while. Then I'm going to tell you, God going to put his finger on it after a while. Whether you're ready or not, he's going to stop you because you surrendered it to him. So sometimes we can't do it. I've heard people say, oh, I smoked for 40 years, but all of a sudden I lost the taste. God did it. We cannot do some things, but God can do them. So how shall the youth secure their hearts? One, you know, you got to be saved, got to give up, surrender to the Lord. You know, the old things, you know, maybe you're still doing some of them, but you got to surrender them to God. For example, you know, when you're young, you're full of foolishness. You know, the Bible says the rod of correction will beat the foolishness out of the children. So I think some older people, we need the rod of correction because we still do foolish stuff. But God says, you know, his word is awesome, and he's a fun God. You know, he wants us to have fun and enjoy things. But some of the things, you know, we do, it's not right. You know, at school, you see one of your friends walking down the aisle, you stick your foot out to trip them. And you know better, but, you know, you do it anyway. And sometimes, you know, you may say, oh, you know, that's an old abandoned house. You throw rocks in it. You don't realize somebody still lives there. Or you blame somebody for doing something they didn't do. You know, among your sisters, your brothers, you say, oh, no, she did it. He did it. I didn't do it, Dad. I didn't do it, Mama. No, Grandma, I didn't do it. Grandpa, I didn't do it. They did it. And you know you did it, but you don't want the consequences. So you blame somebody for doing something that you did. You take something that don't belong to you. You know, maybe you are working on a job or something in McDonald's, and you just, they say, oh, now you can have 5 hamburgers, but don't eat past that. And you on your 8th hamburger, you say, oh, my God, look at me. I went over the limit. So we got to ask the Lord to help us with these things. Sometimes, you know, you get a negative attitude when your parents correct you, your teachers correct you. You know, these things, these are things that are part of that old life that you got to give up. And maybe, you know, you cut class with your friends. You go like, who going to know? No, you think the teacher not going to call? Or the principal not going to know you cut class? No, but you know what? God is all seeing. He knows what you're doing. Sometimes maybe you said, you know, you become a bully. You want to fight. You look at somebody, you say, yeah, I don't like him. I don't like her. So you pick on them. These are some things, you know, you may have done when you are still in the world. But now that you get saved, you got to give those things up. You know, maybe your parents are sleeping. You're looking at pornography. You are on the internet looking at pornography, or you're getting those magazines, and you looking at things you shouldn't, or on the news people, or on the computer, or maybe on the TV. You got 120 channels, or however many they have now, I don't know. But, you know, once you get changed, once you saved, and your life changes, your attitude changes, you become helpful, and your life runs smoother. You tell the truth, even if you're afraid, you'll get in trouble. You tell the truth. You help your parents. You help each other. You help your neighbors. You see maybe a neighbor going in the house carrying a heavy bag. You say, oh, can I help you? You pray for those who treat you mean. You know, whereas before, somebody treat you mean, you ready to fight. But now you say, oh, no, I'm just going to pray for them. So who could tell me some more things that you would do, you do when God changed you? What are some things you do when God changes you? State your name and tell me something you would do when God changed you. Did y'all go to sleep on me? I hope I wasn't just talking to myself. Hello?
This is the question.
Okay.
Your speech changes. And your,
what's that mean?
Your outlook on everything in life changes.
Okay, let me back up. When you say your speech changes, that mean you talk faster or you don't talk as fast? Or what does that mean, your speech change?
You watch what you say. You think about what you say before you say it. And if you curse, you don't curse anymore.
All right, that's good. Sister Kristen, anything else? All right, anybody else? All right, that's good. So, in other words, we got to die to ourselves. I want you to listen to this. Someone gave this to me years and years ago, and I lost it. I found it again and printed it up. And it's called Dying to Yourself. When you are forgotten or neglected or purposely set at naught, you don't sting or hurt with an insult or oversight, but you are... But your heart is happy being counted to worthy to suffer for Christ. That's dying to self. When your good is evil spoken of, when your wishes are crossed, your advice disregarded, your opinions ridiculed, and you refuse to let anger rise in your heart or even defend yourself, but take it all in patient, loving silence, that is dying to self. When you lovingly and patiently bear any disorder, any irregularity, any impunctuality, any annoyance, when you stand face to face with waste, folly, extravagance, spiritual insensibility, and endure it as Jesus endured it, that is dying to self. When you are content with any food, offering, any raiment, any climate, any society, any solitude, any interruption by the will of God, that is dying to self. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation or to record your own good works or itch after commendation, when you truly love to be unknown, that is dying to self. When you see your brother prosper and you have and has all of his needs met, and you can honestly rejoice with him and feel no envy nor question God while your own needs are far greater and in desperate circumstances. That is dying to God. The last one says, when you can receive correction and reproof from one of less stature than yourself, and you can humbly submit inwardly, finding no rebellion or resentment rising up in your heart, that is dying to self. Are you dead yet? In these last days, the Spirit would bring us to the cross that we might know him, being made conformable to his death. So I don't know about you, but I ain't dead yet. I got to die some more. Those areas, I need help. Lord, I'm going to tell you, I need help. So I thank God for, you know, the Word of God. We're going to stop here tonight, and my co-host is going to come on. Thank God for each of you listening.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Praise God. I enjoyed the word, and I praise God for you, Sister G. And we're going to give an opportunity to the ones that want to get closer, that desire a relationship with the Lord, desires a relationship, not wants, but desire. And so what we do here, I just wanted to offer and extend the hand of fellowship to you, my brother, my sister. And this is from Psalms 51. I just wanted to read that. Create in me a clean heart and renew in me a steadfast spirit. You know, you need, that's all you need to do is to have that yearning, but you have to come to them broken. If you look down at, this is Psalms 51 and 10. And if you go to 17, he says, come to him with a broken spirit and a contrite heart. That's the only way we can come to him, knowing that, first of all, we're nothing. We need you to take host in us, Lord God. We need you to come clean up all the mess that was in our hearts. That's the only way we can come to him in spirit and in truth and with honesty. Because like we know, he sees all things. He created us. He knows everything we're going to do and what we did already. So please be encouraged to do that. Read Psalms 5 and 10. Go to 17. You can recite that to yourself. Created me a clean heart. That's even for the saved folk. But I wanted to talk. And I rejoice with you if you did it. Yeah, I rejoice with you just like the angels do. Hallelujah. But I wanted to talk to you. I desire to talk to you about music. Music. And it's easier to sing with the person that knows the song. Me being a musician and being a songwriter and a composer and whatever, you know, I can teach my children how to sing the song, but it's a rough start when you teach them. And it can go up and down, you know, and you have to give them the right parts. And we know it's a format to a song. And so this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the song of Moses right now. Deuteronomy 23. This is what God gave Moses, a song, you know. And so I'm going to have my son read this, and this is so awesome. Just a little bit of it.
Yeah. He that is wounded in the stones, or hath his privy.
Oh, excuse me. 33.
Oh.
32. There we go. Song of Moses.
Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew.
Okay. So God gave Moses a song. Now, back in the day, I just want to tell you this. Back in the day when I was young, you have to understand my parents gave me the song as well. But I started replacing it with things. You know, yeah, we can go to church and we can get burnt out because we're young and we don't know the things that, you know, they didn't teach me the format of the song. They taught me the song, how it is sung. But the format broke it down. When you break a song down, you have to teach the person how great is our God, to know how great it is. They need to know he's a way maker. He's a way maker. They have to understand that. They have to get to the point of, wait a minute, we cannot live without God. So I encourage you parents right now, all of us, even me, I'm pointing a finger, but I have three pointing back. No more replacing God. No more replacements. Because as soon as we replace it, we forget the song. And if you look at it's Judges 2 and 10. And let me read this. 2 and 10, he says, when all that generation had been together, when all them had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after whom did not know the Lord, nor the works which he had done for the Israelites. And so my thing is, you have to understand, because the fathers did not teach the children, they had no song. They didn't break it down to them what happened to us back in the past. So therefore, they end up making up their own song, which read idol gods. So they started substituting. That's replacement. They substituted the things which grabbed their people out of Egypt. The Lord thy God has saved us from Egypt, but you know what? We're not going to speak on him because we got calves now, golden calves. Now, we don't have golden calves. We have distractions. We have our words. We have justification, which we get offended and we start justifying the things that, you know, explaining the things, our actions. Well, you know, it's not that bad, which is justifying bad behavior. That's not okay. So the thing is, understand the song Moses had from God, and it's still alive and well. And we can replace it with waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, because we've been through this. We're still living. We have a pulse. We still have a pulse. And we have to change those words back, which everything in that song was positivity. Everything in that song was life. You have to understand, we can't substitute that. I was talking to a person the other day, and I was like, hey, man, how you doing? And man, trying to make it, homie. You know what I mean? You trying to make it. We have the same in our home. You know, trying makes it harder, but doing makes it doable. It's something that when you're trying, you're actually doing it. So understand the song. Break that song down for your children. Let them know. Tell them in all truth, in the full truth, what happened in your past. How did you get out of that situation? You have to understand, not to justify anything, but when we justify things, understand, we hold back ourselves from spiritual growth and naturally growing in whatever we need to do. Make sure that we're spiritually matured to take on the task that God has for us. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You need to know the song for yourself. Know the song. Deuteronomy 33. Yeah. Oh, 32. I'm sorry about that. I love you guys. Be encouraged.
Amen. 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 All right, our co-host is going to be saying some words in just a minute.
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. Well, it's prayer time. We got to pray. You know, we got to, you know, keep communicating to the Father. He knows what we have need of, but he waits for us to come and say, Father, we need you. I love that song. I was listening to it today, and it was talking about we need you more than the skin on our bones. We need you more than our very breath. And I thank God for the word that Pastor Turner brought. You know, we need a song. We need a song in our heart. The songs of the Lord. There are many songs in the Bible. You know, sometimes we could just sing songs from the Bible. Just, you know, the Lord loves to hear us sing. And some people say, well, I can't really sing. Oh, yeah. God loves to hear you sing. You don't care if you sound like a frog or if you sound like, you know, some great singer. So it doesn't matter to God. He wants us to sing to him. So I thank God. And, you know, Pastor Turner was talking about music. You know, we want to hear, you know, listen to music that's going to encourage us, music that's going to bring us closer to the Lord. So I thank God for that message. It's prayer time. We have Michelin on tonight with us. I thank God for baby Chloe's mother. And she has a daughter named Zoe, and we've been praying for baby Zoe as well. So we thank God. We've been praying for another little baby. Michelin, what's his name?
Kaiser.
Thank you. All right. Sometimes I forget his name. I was praying for him today. Every day I pray for those children. I have to set my clock to remind me, because, you know, sometimes we make promises and we're not intentional and we forget. So sometimes, you know, we have to say, oh, my God, Lord, let me get this here straight right now. So every day around 3-something, my clock goes off and I go, I say, what is this? I'm probably got to pay for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and Kaiser. So Michelin. Is there anyone else you want to add to that?
No, ma'am, not at this time.
All right, thank you. Okay, Tyrese. Oh, I hear. Listen to baby Chloe. Hey, girl.
She's trying to get my phone.
Yeah, she's talking good. Now, she just turned a year old last week, you guys. What was it, the 16th of this month?
Yeah, the 16th.
Yep. Amen, amen. So I'm going to ask Tyrese if he would pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser. And do you have an update on baby Kaiser for us?
The last time I spoke to his mom, she said that apparently he has like a they're waiting for him to, he had an infection as well. They're waiting for the infection to clear up and for him to gain some weight before they put him in the liver transplant list. The fever is gone.
Oh, good. Fever's broken. Thank God.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
I said the fever's broken, and then I think she said they were working on trying to get him home and then put him on some supplement to help him gain some weight.
Oh, good. Amen, amen. So he's probably about 5 months now, because I think he was 4 months old when you first told me. So maybe he's about 5 months now and growing and kicking and hollering and on his way growing up. All right, Tyrese, if you will pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, and their family.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We repent for everything we've done wrong, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your will being done in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know what is in your will, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your angels healing them in the name of Jesus. We give you praise that by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you for the reports that are coming forth. We pray for the families of these babies in the name of Jesus. A baby Zoe, baby Chloe, and baby Kaiser in the name of Jesus. We call them your children in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the works you're going to do in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tyrese. Amen. All right. All the lines are unmuted. Does anyone have any prayer requests, any requests they want us to pray for? All right. Well, thank the Lord. Everybody's got they're praying continuously for themselves and other people in their requests. I thank God for the people of God praying for themselves, their families, and each other. I appreciate it so much. Well, I'm going to ask someone if they would pray for our nation. Our nation. Sister Annette, are you available to pray for our nation tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right.
Father God, and anything else specific?
No, that's it. No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love and praise, we bless and honor you tonight, oh God. We proclaim that you reign. You reign over America, Lord God, and we proclaim that you are Lord over our lives and over this nation. We proclaim you, Almighty God. We say Jesus is Lord over America. We proclaim your lordship. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. You reign, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus from sea to shining sea. Lord, you see the turmoil that's going on in this nation. But God, we know that you're all-knowing, all-present, all-seeing, Lord God, that you're sovereign. And so, God, we look to you tonight, God. Father, asking you, Lord God, to let revival and repentance break out in this nation. First, repentance, God. Let it be a spirit of repentance that goes from border to border, God. Father, that you would touch the hearts of the people. Take away the heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Break up that fallow ground, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to send your word. Lord, we pray that the church would rise up in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Father, those that are hireling, the wolves, God, we pray that you save them or move them, Lord God. Father, we need your word. We need you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that you'd give our president a wisdom, knowledge, understanding, God. And if he doesn't know you as his Lord and Savior, we pray for his salvation and each and every member of his cabinet, those that would surround him. God, we pray that they would give him godly and righteous counsel, Lord God. Father, you said there's safety in counsel, and God, we are asking for godly counsel because you said righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. And God, we ask you to cleanse this nation, God, of the stench, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, forgive this nation for idolatry, for greed, for apostasy, Lord God. Forgive us for forsaking you, oh God, as a nation. We stand in the gap asking you to forgive us, oh God, individually and collectively, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we ask you, Lord God, to protect the president's life and his counsel, Lord God. We ask you to give him strength and health, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to let the angels of the Lord encamp around America now. Father, we bind the spirit of violence and lawlessness in the name of Jesus. We curse the very seed and root of those spirits, Lord God. And Father, we loose the truth of your word and the peace of God in this nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that the true vision or creed of America, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, we want what's on the paper. And Father, the paper says that we're one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for us all. And so, God, we pray that you would let justice flow like a river, God, in America. You are a God of justice, and God, we ask for justice to prevail. We ask for a change, oh God, in the systemic racism, Father, even in the disparity with health care, education, jobs, all of the disparities that have gone on in this nation. God, we ask you for a change in this nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, as we are happy for the changes that are occurring, God, and we know that you're the only wise God, the all-wise God. And so we look to you tonight, the author and finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. I thank God for each of you. Anybody have any questions tonight? Any questions concerning the lesson or anything? All right. I'm going to ask Pastor Turner if he would close us out. I love you all. I thank God for each of you, for your families. I thank God for how he's moving in all of our lives. He's a great God. So, Pastor Turner, can you close us out?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. Lord God, we give you praise. We enter in into the gates with praise and thanksgiving, and into the court with praise. Lord God, we give you praise. We give you thanks for everything you have done thus far. Lord God, we give you praise for the things that you're going to do. Lord God, we come against anything that will try to take your glory away. We praise your name for the things that you're doing in our children's lives, and we speak it into existence that they will have no lack in their bodies, no lack in their finances, no lacks in their schoolwork, no distractions right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For every ear on this phone line right now, we speak a blessing over their lives, favor. You said we will be favored with you and have favor amongst men. Lord God, we speak that into existence right now, and we believe totally in you by faith. Lord God, we rest assured in you that you have everything under control, and we will not worry, we will not doubt, we will not waver in our thinking. But Lord God, we speak this in unity. We gather this prayer with the prayers of the righteous together with unity in love. We're loving one another right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray against any demonic spirit that will try to creep in. I thank you for your hedge of protection being around our house, around the windows. Seal up every crack right now in the mighty name of Jesus, every hole, every portal right now in the name of Jesus. That's of the enemy right now. We bind them to a dry place, and in the midst of that clean place, we put fortified angels right there that they cannot pass. It's a restraining order on that enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We will have sweet sleep tonight in the name of Jesus. We speak to the weapon that formed against us right now, and we say, we send you back to the sender right now in the name of Jesus. And we glorify your name for the power and the authority, and we praise your dunamis power for the things that you are giving us, and we will exercise these things that we have heard. We will exercise what we read. We will take on what you have given us. Take host in us, Lord God. And we give you praise, and we thank you for the blessings, and pour back into us what's been taken out. Lord God, we pray a special blessing over Mama G right now, over Mother G right now. We give you praise for this line right here. Protect this line. And we thank you for the favor coming to her and to every individual that put their prayers on the line and unified it with the prayers of the righteous. We thank you for a unique blessing. Amen. It is sealed in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you. Look forward to talking to you very soon. We have Bible Storyland coming up this Saturday at 9 a.m. our time, 8 a.m. your time. Going to have a mighty man of God speaking. Our prophet Michael is speaking this Saturday. So join us. I love you all. God loves you even more. And don't forget, praise the Lord and give him songs of praise, like Pastor Turner said, songs of praise unto the Lord. Amen, amen. Have a great night. Love y'all.
Amen. Love you too.
Love
you
too.
God bless. Love everyone. Thank you.
Love y'all. Bye.